The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 18th, 2014, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatam Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Vadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Jivishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyanya Deshatarine. So, today is a doubly auspicious day. Today we celebrated Vyasa Puja, we worship Srila Vyasadeva, and now we are going to initiate some new members into the sibling succession of Srila Vyasadeva. So this is a very, very auspicious occasion. I'm very happy to be here on this auspicious occasion. Rupa Goswami describes 64 different items which are required if one wants to achieve spiritual perfection. Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Devotion that of these 64 items, the three most important items are this. One, take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Two, get initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. And three, obey the orders of the spiritual master. So where's our translation? We don't need a translation? We don't have time for a translation? Okay. So I'll try to speak in very distinct, clear English for those of you who are not native speakers to help you understand what I am saying, hopefully. This human form of life is not meant for sense gratification. This human form of life is meant for self-realization. If one does not utilize this human life for self-realization, he is totally wasting his life. So these boys and girls, these young men and women, have realized the importance of this human form of life, and they are giving up sense gratification to take to the pathway of self-realization. There are many different types of self. There's basically three different types of self-realization: Brahman realization, Paramatman realization, and Bhagavan realization. Of the three, Bhagavan realization is the most important and the most complete, because Brahman realization is described as being perfect realization of the Absolute Truth. Paramatma realization is described as more perfect realization of the Absolute Truth. And Bhagavan realization is described as most perfect realization of the Absolute Truth. So these young men and women, they are taking to the path of the most perfect self-realization, Bhagavan realization, or Krishna consciousness. This term, Krishna consciousness, was coined by Srila Prabhupada. It comes from a Sanskrit verse. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi katopalabhyate tattala yang apimuyamikalam janmakoti sukritair nalabhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lives. It can be achieved only by paying one price, and that is the intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. So, where is it available? Prabhupada is making it available to the whole world in the form of this Krishna consciousness movement, you see. The rarest of all gems that even the demigods are not able to easily achieve is being made available by Srila Prabhupada and the predecessor Acharyas to all the living entities, you see. So one who is intelligent, they will take advantage of this mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and they will take seriously this pathway of Krishna bhakti. And as the verse states, lalyam in Sanskrit, if one wants to get it, you got to be eager. You got to be really, really, really eager. You got to be greedy. It's like a businessman is greedy for money. Money, 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 sweeter than honey, you see. He's very greedy for money. So the devotee is bhakti, 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 sweeter than honey, you see. That's what he's after. He wants bhakti. He wants pure bhakti. He understands that everything else you may achieve in this material world, it is simply shama evi kevalam. It's a useless waste of labor. But bhakti, that is the only thing worth going after. And he puts his whole energy, his whole enthusiasm, his whole intelligence, all of his determination and a lot of patience as well. It takes time to fully achieve it. He puts everything, he invests all of his energies for achieving Krishna consciousness, prema bhakti. So, Prabhupada always wanted that on this most auspicious initiation day, we should explain the 10 offenses. Because he mentions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport that if you chant the holy names with offense, you can go on chanting for millions of years and not get liberated. So it's essential that you not only chant 16 rounds every day as you'll be vowing to do today, but you have to learn how to avoid the offenses. The offenses will keep you on the neophyte platform. You have to give up, go beyond the offenses to achieve the higher stages of steadiness and transcendental ecstasy. So the first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name. The second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Shiva or Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. The third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. The fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to the imagination. The sixth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting, thinking, well, I'll go out and sin tonight, but I'll chant some extra rounds to make up for it. You see, that doesn't work. The eighth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as some ritualistic thing you can do for material benefit. You see, I want to get a raise at work, so I'll chant some extra rounds. Or I want my kids to pass their finals, I'll chant some extra rounds for my kids. This is materialistic. You do not engage the holy name in serving your material desires. Do not do that. It will just kill the whole mood of bhakti. You won't be happy. Even if you get the raise, or even if your kids do well on the exams, it's a dirty thing to try to engage Krishna in serving your material desires. It's dirty. You'll never be happy by doing that. The ninth offense is to instruct the faithless people about the glories of the holy name. So, you have, when preaching, we have to explain to people on a level that they can relate to it and not become offensive. You just have to, it doesn't mean you shouldn't preach, Lord Chaitanya says, Jari dekatadikaha krishna upadashamara agaya guru hoyatada idesh. Whomever you meet, you instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. But this offense means you don't go beyond their head, go over their head, some higher level philosophy that they can't understand and relate to. You have to tailor fit your presentation to your audience so they can appreciate it. The tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on these matters. How long have we been hearing these classes? For many years, but were we still materially attached? Yes. Well, we have to give that up. We have to give up these material attachments. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, profit, adoration, distinction, etc., 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 you see. Because it's just holding us back in the land of birth and death, you see. So if one is careful, also it also is mentioned that one should not be inattentive while chanting. When you chant, you should give your full attention. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because you want to connect with Krishna. You see, Krishna has personally come. He is called Nama Avatar. The Lord has appeared in the form of his name, so you want to connect with him. You don't want to have your mind running somewhere else. You're with Krishna. If you run somewhere else, that means you're neglecting Krishna. So do not neglect Krishna by being inattentive while you're chanting your rounds. Give Krishna your undivided attention. He has come as Nam Avatar. Give him your undivided attention. Prabhupada recommends chanting 16 rounds at one go, if you can do that, uninterruptedly. Sit down for 16, finish the whole 16. That's the recommended thing that Prabhupada recommends, if you can do that. So, yes. Now we'll proceed. So, now we'll call for the initiates and give them their names and their beads. First, I'd like to call Dr. Varadi Gobor. Where will he offer his obeisances? Yeah. Offer obeisances right here.
Come on out.
Yes. Come around the other way. So they'll offer the deities here, then they'll come here and offer the spiritual master? Yeah. So now you come on this side and offer to the spiritual master. Come around this side, come around like that.
And everybody should say the pranam mantra audibly so everybody can hear.
Yeah. And say dandavats, do your dandavats, and say the pranam mantra loud so the whole room can hear. At least I can hear. Loudly, please. So, how many rounds of Japa Mala will you chant every day?
At least 16 rounds.
Yes. And what are the four regulative principles?
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meeting.
Yes. So, your name is Vamanadev Das. Vamanadeva is the incarnation of Krishna, so now you're the servant of Krishna. Okay, next, we'll just go down the row here. Indrek. Bhakta Indrek. from Tallinn. So, Bhakti and Drake, how many rounds of Japa Mala will you chant every day?
At least
16. Yeah. And what are the four regular principles?
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication.
Good. So, your name is Ishvara Parama. So, you know the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Paramaha Krishna. So you're coming right out of the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama. Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. So now you are the servant of that. Ishvara means controller, Parama, supreme. Now you're the servant of the supreme controller, Krishna. You fully absorb yourself, your eternal existence in serving the Ishvara Parama. Hare Krishna. So, Bhagda Armanis, how many rounds of japa will you chant every day?
At least 16.
Jai. Very good. And what are the four regular principles?
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling.
Very good. So, your name is Atma Medha Das. Your name is right out of a Bhagavatam purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, Atma Beda means one whose mind is acting fully in Krishna consciousness. So now you have your marching orders. You must always have your mind fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And then you'll be the true Atma Medha Das, Hare Krishna. So, Bhakti and Justina, how many rounds of japa will you chant every day?
16, at least.
At least, yeah. And what are the four related principles?
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling.
Very good. So, your name is Janava Devi Dasi. Janava Devi Dasi. Janava Mata is the consort of Lord Nityananda. She is the spiritual master of the entire Vaishnava community. So we expect you to become a big preacher. Okay, next in the queue is Goda, Bhaktin Goda. Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me, Bhaktin Christina. Yeah. Dropping the gun there. So, Bhakti and Christina, how many rounds of japa will you chant every day?
At least 16 rounds without spinning.
Very good. And how many? What are the four regular principles?
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meditating, no gambling.
Yes. So, your name is Krishna Mayi Devi Dasi. That means you are fully absorbed in Krishna. Okay, next is Bhaktin Goda. So, Bhaktin Goda, how many rounds of japa will you chant every day?
At least 16.
At least 16, very good. And what are the four regular principles?
No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and illicit sex.
Very good. So, your name is Gaura Leela Devi Dasi. So now you have to always remember the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. You are Gaura Leela Devi Dasi. We want to hear a lot of Gaura Leela from you. You tell a lot of Gaura Leela to us devotees. Jai, Hare Krishna.